the week before the season starts, we're more interested in off-field issues than on-field issues, because the major story over the last month or so has been, of course, Maryland and Ohio State. And let's go ahead and start with Maryland, because quite frankly, I think it's the more serious of the two issues, not trying to to score anything here, but I think it's the more serious issue because it involves the death of a young student athlete. DJ Durkin, he's been placed on leave, going back to the investigation of it was either a very late May or early June workout with lineman Jordan McNair, redshirt freshman. He died of a heat stroke after a team workout. Like I said, I'm not sure if it was late May or early June, but they got him to the hospital, and he, you know, in a almost like a comatose state, was alive per se for a couple of weeks or so before he ultimately passed. And our sympathies to his family, obviously, but from this, it has come out that DJ Durkin has created a toxic culture at Maryland. And it's easy to take a situation like this and politicize it and jump on top of it. But they interviewed players, former staff members, and, you know, across the board. They've already fired the athletic trainer, the strength and conditioning coach, and a lot of things with the strength and conditioning coach, and I believe his name was Rick Count. A lot of things that came out about him, there's no disputing it, because some of the players have it recorded. I mean, he's knocking trays out of players' hands, telling them they don't need to be eating. I mean, it. You know, I consider myself old school, but I'm just going to tell you right now, from what I've seen at Maryland, and not that I'm judge and jury, but man, they cross the lines up there. In my opinion, there's no doubt about it that they cross the lines from being hard, from being, you know, belligerent. I mean, it's turned into, In my opinion, it turned into abuse.
Yeah, and you have access to a lot more information than I do, and I have to read and watch and kind of take the spin out of it, because let's be honest, we know that some journalists, they try to spin it to what they want it to look like. But I agree. I see many issues here. If Durkin is found to be negligent and responsible for the young man's death, I mean, he's gone. And to be honest, most people say he has little to no chance to survive and keep that job regardless. You know, and as for the behavior, I mean, it looks to me, it's not like, Coach, when you and I were competing, it was verbal abuse. It was grab your face mask. It was kick you in the butt to run suicides in a basketball court. But this, to me, looks like narcissistic behavior that has no goal. There's no end goal. Our coaches back in the day, they try to knock you down to build you up. This type of behavior, I don't see. I don't see how you can condone it. And it is a sign of the times in this climate that the country's in. You know, that stuff cannot, that type of behavior is unacceptable.
I totally agree. And again, going back to our coaches, I remember being criticized. I remember, if you want to be call it verbally abused, I mean, I remember that. But at the same time, you know, I never felt like that I was being put down as a person. One of the things that I learned early on at Jacksonville State University was that Coach Jim Fuller always talked about, excuse me, you criticize the performance hard, but you never criticize the performer. And that is, you know, you never make that young man feel like that he is less of a person because he's not doing, you know, playing up to the caliber that you think he should be. Again, you can be on him about his performance, you know, and you can be on him hard about his performance. But when you start equating, you know, and I hate to say this because I know some things that I can't say, but when at Maryland, when you start questioning player sexuality because you are saying they're not tough enough, and that, and again, just, you know, using very derogatory terms to describe them as people, that you've gone way over the line. Thought it was interesting that Will Muschamp immediately came to the defense of DJ Durkin, and I don't know DJ Durkin at all. I do not owe him at all. He may be, you know, the most benevolent coach that's ever walked the face of the earth, but
I doubt it.
Yeah, all evidence points to people under him, you know, and obviously he's in charge of those people under him. All evidence points that there was a culture of fear and intimidation and retaliation at Maryland since DJ Durkin has been there.
Right. Again, it goes back to the narcissistic behavior. Look, if a coach beats you down to build you up, I get that. And I, to this day, I remember the coaches that did that, but I respect them, and I still, you know, I'm glad I had them as coaches. But this right here is the end goal is not there. And again, that's a very interesting point you made about Coach Fuller. That's some good insight, because I always, when I was, you know, coaching younger kids, I made sure not to say, "What are you thinking? What are you doing?" Because obviously the kid's not doing it on purpose. And I tried to rephrase that and make it a more positive thing. But if, now, I was tough on them, but I didn't ask them those rhetorical questions of like, and but that pales in comparison to the derogatory, the name calling. And by the way, there's been a lot of athletes that, no matter what their sexual orientation is, like the kid at Missouri, those two don't necessarily equate to tough and not tough.
I totally agree with you. I'm 100% on board with you there. And again, times have changed over the years. As I told my old high school coach a few years ago, I said, you know that, you know, if you were coaching today, you would be in jail. And he laughed, and he said, "Yeah, and the thing about it is," he said, "and you're a lot younger than I am, and you would be too." And I said, "Yeah, point taken. There's no doubt about it. Things have really changed over the years, and I don't really know that it's changed for the worst in some ways, but let's just say this: I think that you can go too far in one way or the other. I think the best coaches find middle ground. I think that's what Nick Saban does. I think that's what Kirby Smart does. You know, and I think Jeremy Pruitt. I mean, I can go on and name guy. Chris Peterson out at Washington. I think Kevin Sumlin does a good job there. Gus Malzahn at Auburn. I mean, there are a lot of coaches that again, in my opinion, that their greatest trait is not necessarily the X's and O's, but it's being able to take the X's and O's, mix it with the people that you have, and also coach their personalities without being hard on them and having discipline, but at the same time knowing when, hey, I don't need to cross over this line. And that is a rare, rare talent. And I think it's almost an innate ability that you have. I don't know if it's anything that you can even learn. And that's just my opinion on that.
Right. And, Coach, to all those coaches you mentioned, most of them are top-notch motivators, and that's the key. Because you look at the culture at Maryland, that's not motivating. That's just knocking kids down.